This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in Jakarta today. The two leaders will also witness the exchange of memoranda of understanding aimed at enhancing collaboration in areas of mutual interest. The day's engagements will conclude with a state banquet hosted by President Prabowo Subianto in honour of the Prime Minister. Later, Prime Minister Modi will have engagements at the Complex Parliament Republic Indonesia, highlighting the importance of parliamentary cooperation between the two countries. He will also participate in a community event where he will interact with members of the Indian diaspora. Mr. Modi arrived in Jakarta yesterday on a three-day state visit at the invitation of Indonesian President. India's ambassador to Indonesia, Sandeep Chakravarti, said that Prime Minister's visit to Indonesia is set to mark a significant upgrade in India's strategic partnership with Southeast Asia's largest economy. He said major announcements expected across defence, maritime security, digital connectivity, critical minerals and trade sectors. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that Cooperation Ministry has infused new energy into the lives of nearly 30 crore people associated with the cooperative sector over the past 5 years. Addressing the 5th Foundation Day celebrations of the Cooperation Ministry in New Delhi, Mr. Shah said the ministry, established by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2021, has transformed the cooperative ecosystem into one that is modern, transparent, technology-driven and competitive. Amid the political storm intensifying in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK, the Jammu and Kashmir Joint Awami Action Committee, JAAC, has issued a 48-hour deadline to the government in Islamabad, threatening a grand and final response on July 9th if their conditions remain unfulfilled. In a formal declaration, the committee announced that its current sit-in protest will persist indefinitely until all of its demands are satisfied. The committee has called upon residents throughout POK and members of the Kashmiri diaspora to participate in the protest scheduled for July 9th. Police brutality by Pakistani forces has intensified on Sunday against people protesting against the severe crackdown by Islamabad and the sweeping arrests of more than 600 civil rights activists in Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, with reports of shelling, firing and clashes emerging from several parts of Muzaffarabad. Indian wrestlers finished with an impressive haul of 20 medals, including 4 gold, 7 silver and 9 bronze at the Under-20 Asian Wrestling Championships in Pattaya, Thailand. India ensured consistent podium finishes across multiple weight divisions throughout the championship, securing top 3 overall team rankings in both women's wrestling and men's freestyle. In women's wrestling, India finished second on the podium with 184 points, falling just short of champions China with points while outclassing third place Japan with 142 points. The Indian men's freestyle team finished third overall in the team standings with 152 points behind winners Kazakhstan with 170 points and runners-up Iran with 164 points. In football, Spain stormed into the quarterfinals of FIFA World Cup, beating Portugal 1-0 in the round of 16 at the Dallas Stadium last night. Mikel Merino scored in the first minute of second half stoppage time to secure the victory. Meanwhile, Portugal superstar Cristiano Ronaldo has announced that he won't be returning for the next FIFA World Cup following his nation's round of 16 exit. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall today over parts of coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Konkan and Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, interior Karnataka and Madhya Pradesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.